With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Islands basketball is celebrating an historic moment on Thursday in Nassau, Bahamas at the FIBA 3x3 Caribbean Cup. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
Stop 1 of the tournament took place on Thursday as part of the FIBA 3x3 Caribbean Cup, which runs through the 13th and features two stops. At stop 1, the Cayman Islands men's national 3x3 team earned a bronze medal, marking the country's first ever podium finish at the Caribbean Cup. The men opened with a 16-14 victory over St. Lucia, followed by a narrow 14-11 loss to Haiti before bouncing back in the bronze medal game with a 19-14 win over Jamaica. These results also represent Cayman's first ever 3x3 victories over both St. Lucia and Jamaica. The Cayman Islands women's national 3x3 team also competed on Thursday at stop 1, falling to St. Lucia 12-3 and Jamaica 21-3. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Cayman's teams will now turn their attention to stop 2. And young footballers on Cayman Brac will hit the pitch this Saturday, that's tomorrow, for the FC International Youth Football Camp. The camp runs from 9 to noon at the Cayman Brac Sports Complex and is open to players ages 6 to 16 years. I spoke with the head of sports for the Sister Islands, Mitchum Sanford, who says the camp is all about building skills and confidence.
Okay, so you guys have the FC International Youth Football Camp that's coming up tomorrow. Just share with us what's the long-term vision for youth football development on Cayman Brac, and how does this camp fit into that strategy?
We are eagerly awaiting our annual, I must say, the annual FC International Football Camp, which takes place every year in the Brac on the second Saturday of December. We have been doing this camp with FC International now for over a decade, and the community looks forward to it. We have a great turnout of children. Usually we can have a turnout close to 60 to 75 children per Saturday that attend this camp. Each participant gets a t-shirt, a football, refreshments. I have an abundance of coaching staff that are going to be on hand that day, and I have all thanks and praise and respect to give out to FC International, its supporters, and the various different sponsors that make this happen. And this camp plays a very pivotal role in the Brac for youth football development. FC has committed long-term to supporting youth development football in the Cayman Islands, and they play a very important role in doing so in the Brac by giving back. They bring staff and supporters up there to the Brac on each of their camp to assist and help. So we're very glad to have FC there. This camp, again, plays a very important role for the kids. It's a closeout at the end of the year in December for kids for a year long of sports. So it's a very, very good closeout for Christmas time for kids to get t-shirts and a free football. So it's an awesome thing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the idea of the free football. In saying that, what kind of support, whether it's logistical or financial, does the Department of Sports provide for initiatives like this?
Right. So in relation to financial support, the Sister Island Sports Unit is the main organizer that assists FC International and its supporters and stakeholders in organizing this camp every year, as well as the Sports Association of the Sister Island. So our role here in the Brac is ground preparation, as well as we prepare the coaching staff and all of the necessary amenities that needs to be played out for the entire day. And then FC International staff and their delegates then visits the Brac on a Saturday to assist with the camp.
What about the community? How can they get involved?
I have a coaching staff of 8 coaching staff, volunteer coaching staff coming out on Saturday morning to assist with this camp. And I'm so grateful for the volunteers that we have here in the Brac that give their precious time to all of the various different sports programs, events, and camps that we have. So any other parent that want to come by for the day and give assistance, we greatly appreciate that, because we do have quite an abundance of kids on hand, and it will be a hot day.
And it's a full weekend of football on the Brac, with youth and senior division matches also on the schedule.
So the Cayman Brac Boys U11 football team will be traveling to Grand Cayman on Saturday morning to play in the finals of the CUC Boys U11 Consolation Cup. So our boys have made the finals of the Consolation Cup this year. We will be playing Raid Bay Primary School at 9:40 a.m. at the Annex Football Field in Georgetown. So I'm encouraging all Brackers that live in Grand to come out and support these young kids and be there for us. So we're looking so much so forward to that. And then to close out the weekend, because we're closing out sports now for the Christmas season, we have the final match of the Men's FIFA Premier League that will be played in the Brock on Saturday night, the 13th at 8 p.m. at the Kim and Brock Sports Complex. And that would be Kim and Brock Football Club versus Sunset Football Club in Grand Cayman, 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Sanford also praised 6 Kim and Brock athletes who recently joined an under-16 netball squad for a development tour in Jamaica.
This is the first exposure for our girls in the Brock to leave the island to play netball. And we're not highly even competitive, or we don't have a lot of competitive games underneath our belt, period, not even locally. So most of the time we develop our girls here in the Brock, and only on occasion we travel to Grand for friendly matches or development matches. So an absolutely awesome performance from all of the girls in the Brock and Grand Cayman. They have a few games that they won and a few close ones that they lost. I am so proud of the girls. I'm so proud of my coaching staff here in the Brock that volunteers their hard, dedicated time to this program. And netball is growing in Kim and Brock. It is growing. And to say that we had 6 girls from the Brock in the under-16 netball team, that has never been heard of before. So I'm absolutely proud and I'm absolutely grateful. Kudos to the Cayman Islands Netball Association and Ms. Faith Crook, everyone that played a role in this. Absolutely thankful.
For more details on the camp, contact Coach Sanford at 925-2722. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.